Much grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. Text for this morning's message is our gospel reading from Matthew 1, and we'll be focusing on verses 22 and 23. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us." Will you join me in prayer? Lord God, Heavenly Father, again, how wonderful it is to gather together to hear your word, the word of your Son, Jesus, the good news that he is and that he gives us through his death and resurrection. Lord God, we pray that the Holy Spirit may work through this word to strengthen our faith and empower our love for others. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, we are beginning the series, He Comes Among Us. We're going to be looking at the incarnation of Jesus through all four gospel writers, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And they describe the incarnation, the conception and the birth of Jesus, in a particular way. At the beginning of their gospels, they say, this is how Jesus comes among us. And so we're going to be looking at kind of the different nuances that each gospel writer emphasizes and what difference that makes for us as his disciples. So we're going to start with the first gospel writer, Matthew, and we're going to find out that through Matthew, Jesus comes among us as God with us. Now, God with us, I feel like I've been saying that to people a lot these days. And I feel like I've been saying that a lot just simply because people have been going through some tough times. I said, you know, the Lord is with you to someone who lost their spouse recently. I've been saying in a lot of my emails just, hey, God is with you in the midst of this crazy pandemic. And that's what I've been saying. And I've always assumed that when I say the Lord is with you or God is with you, that that's a good thing. But do people really believe that? Case in point, I heard a story from a pastor friend who was teaching his confirmation class. And they were going through the attributes of God, you know, like God is love, God is holy, and on and on and on. And so the pastor was listing these on the board and then asking each confirmand, you know, how is this a good thing? That God is love, that God is holy. And they would give their best response until they got to one of the omni words, which was omnipresence. God is everywhere. Okay, he called on his next confirmand, how is this good for you? And he said, it's not good for me. Well, what do you mean it's not good? God is everywhere, he's present. Yeah, well, what if I don't want God everywhere? What if I don't want that? And the pastor was taken aback. It's true. Sometimes you don't want God with you right there in your situation. So God with us, is that a good thing or a bad thing? Well, I'm starting to suspect that for many of us, God with us is definitely a good thing when you are facing the struggles in life. When you're facing something that is bigger than you, and therefore you need someone bigger than what you're facing. When you're facing a global pandemic, yeah, it's good to hear God with us, that he is in control of everything. When you're facing illness, either you catch this nasty virus or you get sick with something else, yeah, it's good to hear. God is with us. He's with us to care, to comfort, and prayerfully to heal. You know, when people have been losing income, people have been losing jobs, shutting down businesses, it's a good thing to hear that God is with us, that he is going to see you through your struggles. And we can go on and on. It's when you are facing something that is just bigger than you The power and presence of God is there to comfort you, but also to fix things and to solve all your problems. That's when we like God with us. But God with us does not always solve your problems. In fact, God with us can create bigger ones. Case in point, our Old Testament reading this morning about good old King Ahaz. He was facing a situation that was bigger than him. Two kings, two nations were ganging up and were going to take over Jerusalem. And King Ahaz was shaking in his boots. What am I going to do here? And that's when God sent his prophet Isaiah to him and said, "Whoa, hold on, don't worry about it. I'll take care of these guys. They're going to be nothing in the annals of history. Just hold on to your faith. And in fact, to strengthen your faith, I'm going to give you a sign. Any sign, as high as the heavens or as low as the depths, whatever you want to make sure you know that I am the Lord." But this is King Ahaz. He's not one of the good kings here. He self-piously says, no, Lord, I couldn't possibly ask for a sign. I don't want to put you to the test. Well, that doesn't sit well with Isaiah or with the Lord. And so he says, fine. You don't want a sign? You don't want to ask for one? I'll give you one. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and his name will be called Emmanuel, God with us. But see, instead of a sign that would show the Lord's favor, that would be a good thing for Ahaz, it instead becomes a sign of judgment over Ahaz's unbelief and utter sinfulness before God. And that is definitely when you don't want God with us, when you and me are lost in our sinfulness. You know, when those evil desires, anger, envy, jealousy, lust, when they just suddenly blossom within you because of your sinful nature, really? You want God with us right there, present with you to see all that? When you are tearing others down, gossiping, trashing their reputation to their face or on social media, do you really want God with us, present in your life, looking over your shoulder saying, really, you're going to say that? It could go on and on. Whatever commandment you and I break, here comes God with us. And is that really a good thing? As he's wagging his holy finger at you and me saying, I don't think so. Emmanuel, God with us. Good thing or bad thing? Which brings us to our text. And Matthew, who wrote our text, he actually talks about God with us. But he begins this text like this. You know, Mary had been betrothed to Joseph. Before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Okay, so we know what's going on here. Mary is pregnant as a virgin, and it was from the Holy Spirit, not from Joseph. But see, Joseph doesn't know this, and he's a good man. He's a just man. He's not about to do what he could legally do, which is stone her to death. He instead says, I'll just divorce her quietly and we'll get on with our lives. My heart's broken, but let's go on. But then the angel appears in a dream and says, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. So right there, Matthew immediately jumps back to Isaiah 7:14, which he says, this was to fulfill what the prophet was saying. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, God with us. But that's not all that the angel reveals. The angel instead goes on, oh, by the way, Joseph, give him the name Jesus, because he will save people from their sins. So now Matthew unpacks this even further. So for Matthew, God with us equals Jesus, and the name Jesus equals the Lord saves, which means God with us equals salvation from sin. And then the story goes on. Joseph wakes up. All right, I'll do this. Takes Mary as his wife. She gives birth to her firstborn son, and they give him the name Jesus. And that is deliberate. Matthew wants to end this passage with that word, Jesus. Because Jesus, God with us, that is who is coming among us. God has come among us to save us from our sin. And brothers and sisters in Christ, that's why we're celebrating. That's why we're even in Advent. That's why we're even looking forward to Christmas. That's why Jesus was conceived. That's why he was born. That's why he even came down among us. According to Matthew, it was to save us from our sin. And Jesus saves us by fulfilling every single Old Testament promise of God saving his people. Every single time God said to anyone in the Old Testament, I will be with you, I will save you, all of that was funneled down to point to this child named Jesus, the Son of God in the flesh. And that's how Jesus saves us. He is the Son of God. Yes, God comes among us in the flesh to save us from sin that you and I could never save ourselves. We were lost, we were condemned, we were helpless until Jesus came. And that's how Jesus saves us. He is the Son of God. As the Son, he takes our place completely and totally. He lives the life that you and I could never live for the Lord. He dies a death on a cross that you and I deserve for our sin. And he rises from the grave to give us a life that you and I could never, ever achieve on our own. And this salvation, he brings this to us when he comes among us today in baptism. When we are baptized, when water and word come together upon us, God is with us in Jesus. Where we are united with his death, with his resurrection, so that our sinful self drowns and dies, and a new creation in Jesus rises again. And he brings us salvation whenever we hear the word. Whenever I say things like this, whenever you say things like this, God loves you, Jesus died for you, Jesus rose to take away your sin, God is with us in Jesus right there present in that word. And especially this morning, God is going to come among us in Jesus in the bread and the wine, where Jesus himself will give us his crucified and risen body and blood for the forgiveness of your sin. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, I hope you see that God with us in the person of Jesus Christ is definitely a good thing. And especially when you and I are facing those challenges in our life. When you face those sins, when you face those sins that you cannot overcome, the things that you don't want to do, you keep doing, the things you want to do, you fail to do. God is with you in Jesus to forgive. And it's a good thing when you are facing everything going on in our life. This pandemic that is dragging out day after day, week after week, will end, but oh, this is tough. And getting sick and relationships and everything else that just seems to be breaking in life right now, God is with you in Jesus. His strength is given to you in your weakness. But this is also a good thing, brothers and sisters in Christ, when we are sent to sinners, when we are sent into a sinful, fallen world with the good news of Jesus Christ, that he saves you from your sin, that he saves this entire fallen world, that God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life, because God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. Yeah, that's the good news you receive. That's the good news you get to share with everyone. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, that's why this Advent and this Christmas, you and me, in fact, the entire world, needs God with us more than ever. But not in just some kind of general sense, oh, the Lord be with you and God be with you. No, when he comes among us in Jesus to save us, to comfort us, and to never let us go. Amen.